Words to Live By, source circa year 1750s. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind overcast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anonymous. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. At grewup.net 2012 Great Reasons Us, you, I, and all here, will unite peace all here equals, 1. Post this on your physical wall spaces to include all within that real physical room slash dwelling slash businesses or other organizations, including governmental agencies, 2. Post this as part of your foundation online forum guideline documents to include all within your online discussion member communities. Source of this is open freely distribution to the public domain. No restrictions or limits placed upon this informational, educational reference media materials. Contact email, wordstoliveby2016 webpage inquires at grewup.net source folder found in public memspace, gruwp.net/words-2-live-by/. About, words to live by. These words above appear in these titled publications, Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate by Henry Southgate 1862 Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, 1891, Quotations, English, Chapter, Happiness Begins page 181 quote on page 184. Exercises, Rules, and Hints on Elocution George Walter Bainham, 1881 Exercise 12, Happiness quote on page 9 The Poetical Works of Milton, Young, Gray, Beattie, and Collins John Milton, Edward Young, Thomas Gray, 1836 quote found on page 62 History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter J. H. Beers and C.O., 1890 Preface quote found on page 3 Much Instruction from Little Reading, or, Extracts from Some of the Most Approved Authors, Ancient and Modern 1827 Chapter Young's Knight's Thoughts, quote found on page 37 Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, Adam Woolbever, Comp. Comp. Adam Woolbever, 1881 The Works of the Reverend Dr. Edward Young, Volume 3 Edward Young, 1811 Elegant Extracts, Volumes 1-2 Vicimus Knox, 1809 Paradise Lost, in 12 Parts John Milton, Edward Young, 1849 Poems Divine and Moral, many of them now first published 1821 The Cynosure, being select passages from the most distinguished writers 1837 The Essays of George Eliot George Eliot, Nathan Shepherd, 2009 Ravensdale, A Tale, Volume 2 Robert the 1845 The Universalist Leader, Volume 35, Issue 43 1932 and many other publications can be found by a Google Books search, Go Fix Some Weighty Truth, https://www.google.com/search, TBM equals BKS and Q equals percent 27 Go plus fix plus some plus weighty plus truth percent 27 More information can be found, discussed at this link, Wiki World, Words to Live By this webpage as designed and displayed, copyright 2012 by James Martin Driscoll, all rights reserved. Dot.